speaking the name of Jesus. There's no other name like it, is there? Well, it's my privilege to introduce to you a friend of this church and who will come and talk with you in a minute. It's our missionary to Bangladesh. His name is Dr. John Sirkar. And I've been privileged to know him for a long time. I won't say because it makes me older. But John has been doing a work in Bangladesh since 1990. But this church became aware of him in approximately, I think, 2002 when Dr. Bill Barrick came and introduced him to Pastor Phil Howard, our senior pastor at the time. And he has been just a loved man since that time, because he's the heart of what Valley embraces in its missions philosophy. One of the things we do know is that to have maximum impact, it really needs to happen overseas by people who speak the language, who know the culture, who are part of that. And we love to support indigenous people who proclaim the name of Jesus Christ to their countries, and to not only train, but also plant churches. And every box that I've talked about has been checked by the ministry of Dr. John Sirkar. And we're so blessed to have him here. And he's a lot more funny if you just talk to him in person. But I do know that he's a hero of mine, because as a man who never got married and has been devoted to Jesus Christ for his whole ministry and trusted him, he speaks a message of hope of Jesus Christ in a place that's dark. And I'm not talking about skin color. I'm talking about oppression. I'm talking about a place without Jesus Christ. Because where the darkness is greater, the light of Jesus Christ shines brighter. And I believe that's the... I appreciate that. That's right. And one of the things that we heard speak Jesus, I said to the first service, and I mean it, for us, sometimes we can't get out of our own way to speak Jesus in a place like America where there's not a very big cost. Watchmen. Well, when you're in a Muslim nation, Islamic government, and where maybe you are the minority, it's a little more challenging to speak the name of Jesus with boldness. But John has done that for 23 years now that we've supported him. So I want to introduce a beloved man of this church, Dr. John Sirkar. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful to the Lord for this opportunity that the Lord has given me to come and to stand behind this pulpit. I want to thank you, Pastor, elders, deacon, church family, for allowing me to come and to speak. I want to thank you for your faithful support for our ministry. I'm grateful to Otis and Delia's family for allowing me to stay in their home, lovely home. They're so hospitable family. Thank you for Wayne Moore for receiving me at the airport and took me different places, bought my lunch. Thank you. I really want to encourage the Valley people. You are the most giving people, giving church in the world. I have been to many, many churches. 29 states of the United States I spoke. I have not seen such a giving church. I appreciate for your love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm from the country called Bangladesh. A very small country in the world, same size of Iowa State in the United States. But Iowa has only 5 million people, but Bangladesh has 180 million people. Highest densely populated country in the world is Bangladesh. 95% people are Muslims. So we are very microscopic minority in Bangladesh. There was no country called Bangladesh prior to 1971. Pakistan was the largest Muslim country in the world. Pakistan had two wings, West Pakistan and East Pakistan. And in between 1,200 miles, Indian territory. So 1971, a war came out. Finally, East Pakistan becomes a Bangladesh. Well, you understand now that I don't speak in English language. English is not my language. Well, though my education back in Bangladesh, my books, teacher, everything was in English. So I learned a little bit English, but still I have my own accent. So when any foreigners that come to Bangladesh, such as Bill Berry or other missionaries that went to Bangladesh, and we enjoy when the first time they speak in Bengali language. Bengali language is really hard, exactly the same grammatical form of Greek grammar, and Greek is Greek to me. So when missionary come, they speak Bengali, they speak this much of Bengali, and they do not know the rest. They speak that in English. So half Bengali, half English, we call it Banglish language. Well, I speak in Banglish language. Thank you. I remember I went to Hong Kong and spoke to a Chinese church. And I told them I'm going to speak in Banglish language. And one of the girls, she stood up. She said, "We speak in Chinglish." Well, she was smarter than me. I was born in a Christian family. Oh, I enjoy going to the churches in the United States and encourage missionaries, send missionaries to different parts of the world. In fact, I spoke over 300 churches in the States. And one of the great missionary that went to India, 1792. His name was Dr. William Carey. As soon as he came to India, he started preaching the gospel. Christ died for our sin according to the scripture. He was buried and rose again on the third day. There is no other name. You have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. During that time, my great-great-great-grandfather came forward and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. You know, Dr. William Carey did not know 225 years later that somebody's name will be John Sarkar and he will be one of my convert son. He did not know that. That is why today I'm telling to the pastors, missionaries, church family, valley people, you do not know what we are doing today. But the day will come when all of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ and the Lord will tell us, "Well done, my son." My father, he went to the First World War. And then after the war, he became a pastor. So I was born in a pastor's family. So nowhere in the Bible it tells, if you're born to the missionary family, if you're born to a pastor's family, if you're born to a Christian family, you are Christian. Nowhere. But Bible tells you need to be born again. We have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, ourselves, a personal Savior. Again, one missionary came in my life. He's from South Carolina. He has a PhD from Bob Jones University. He challenged me, John, are you a Christian? I told him, I'm a Christian. I'm born in a Christian family. He told me, no, I'm not saying that. He asked me this tiny question. If you die today, where will you go? I don't know. Then he told me from the Bible, explained to me, and that day, 1968, 8th of September, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I am sure, if I die today, or if Lord Jesus Christ come, there will not be any difference. I will be with him forever and ever because of his promise. You know, Lord Jesus Christ not only saved me spiritually, he saved my physical life. As I mentioned, 1971, there is a war with India and Pakistan. I saw the war. I do not want to see anymore. I saw when the plane comes and bombed, what happened. I saw when a man receives the bullet, how he dies. So, Pakistan army, military, came to Bangladesh and they tried to kill all Bengali, and they killed 3 million people in Bangladesh. That's why in our national flags, middle part is red. It means the blood. So, all the Christian, many people went to India. My church people came to me, what should we do? They cannot stay at the house because military start burning the houses, and when they come out, shoot. I told them, do one thing, all of you come and stay in the church. My idea was, we'll all die in the church. In fact, I wrote a note to my mother, I'll not see you anymore, but I'll see you in heaven. So we all stayed in the church, leaving our quail mattresses towards the wall so that bullet cannot come in. I still remember the place I was lying down, there was a file cabinet. And one after one bullet came to that file cabinet. I thought, what the use of dying on the floor? So I took my 3 Bibles, I stood up, and right then, military kicked the door, came in and said, 5 of them holding the gun towards me. And I held this, my Bible, English Bible, Bengali Bible that I speak, and the Urdu, the Pakistan people speak. So when they came, I know they will kill me. I want to be a little gentleman before I die. Hello, sir, how are you? You stand right there, military told me. And I was standing like a statue. They came and hold the gun, my chest. I told them, sir, this is a church. And these are all my people. Believe me, my people get so afraid, they wet their clothing. I thought that's finished. When they hold the gun, I did not pray, Lord, save my life. I did not pray. But I prayed, Lord, I'm coming. Absence from the body and the presence of the Lord. I'm not going to see my Lord. And then they asked me question. That time the Lord spoke in my heart. From this word, this is the living word. He told me, John, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. What the Lord is saying, thousands and thousands of problems will be this side, and this side, it will not come near me. Lord, what does the near mean? When they're holding the gun in my chest, Lord said, it will not come near you. Lord told me, John, you speak. And I spoke, and the army told me, all right, you stay here, don't go outside. Sir, I'm not going outside. Outside is nothing but the bullet. Why should I? Okay, you close the door. I will close the door. They left. And I saw my chest. Blood came out. Where the blood comes from? Because the man, army, who hold the machine gun had a knife, bayonet, pushed that here, and when blood came, I did not know until later on. Now, why Lord saved my life? Why he saved me? Why he saved my physical life? You know what? The Bible tells, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. Lord Jesus Christ, he saved you and me, not because of our good work. No, not because of money, not because of our education, for nothing. But because he has a plan and a purpose for each and every believer's life. Not necessarily Lord wants everyone will go to the foreign field, to the mission field. It is not true. Not necessarily everyone will be the pastor or preacher or teacher. It is not true. But the Lord has a plan. Maybe Lord has a plan for someone, just pray, maybe give, maybe encourage people, maybe visit, etc. I don't know. But Lord has a plan. That's why he has saved you and me. Well, I have not come from the other side of the world to tell you the Christ plan in your life. No, no, that is not my plan. I'm here to stand before you to tell the Lord's plan in my life. Lord saved me, and then he called me to serve him, to preach. So I told our missionaries, Lord has called me to preach. They told me, John, you need some Bible education before you go to preach. So I went to India, South India, Bangalore. There's an extension seminary of the Northwest Seminary. So I went there, spent 2 years. I'm an accountant. I studied university 4 years. I know 2 and 2 means 4. They taught me in the university. I learned it very well. But I went to the Bible college, seminary. I finished 2 years. Then professor told me, John, you need to come to the United States. You need more education. So I went to the Northwest Baptist Seminary, Tacoma, for 4 years. I finished my two degrees there, and they told me you need to go for education. I love education. I love it. So I went to Tennessee Temple University for my final years. You know, I spent 6 years of this great nation under the sun, United States. I have enjoyed America. I have seen the beauty of America. Beautiful country. Beautiful road. When I was coming yesterday, 70 miles you drive. Bangladesh? No, not more than 7 miles. Your country, good houses, good education, good churches, good pastor, good books, good education system, good Bible colleges, and so good and good and good. We have everything. You American people, you do not have anything to complain. If you complain, pastor sent him to Bangladesh one time, just one time. Then you will know what you have here. You do not know today. You do not know what you have here. You do not know your bill is so expensive. It is, your money is so worthy. Bangladesh money is a piece of paper. It's no good. America has so much. That's why American government statistics tell 9 out of 10 foreign people, when they come to this land for education, they do not want to go back. Have you noticed now what is going on? Many president is chasing them out because they came here for education 4 or 5 years. They're staying here 10 years, 15 years. Education never ends because they want to stay here. America has so much. I wish I could stay in America. But the Lord has a plan in my life. John, you need to go back and shout and tell the people that I am the Lord, and there is no other name given under this heaven by which man can be saved. Lord doesn't want me a comfortable life. No, he did not. But he is with me. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you forever and ever. No matter where I go, the Lord will lead. Who will kill me until the Lord allows to kill me? This morning, pastor was telling, boldly they are preaching. No, he has not given us a timid voice. He has given us boldness. We are saved. This is not our eternal home. We have our eternal home with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's why I came to the Valley Church 22 years ago. Our missionary arranged, different missionary arranged me, so I have churches everywhere, in Long Island, state of Washington, California, everywhere, because of our missionary. They introduced me. I came to the valley, and since then, you are praying. I tell you, you are the best supporting church of our ministry. You are giving more than 10 churches what they give to me. That Valley Church is a giving church. Well, I want to take you to Bangladesh this morning with a free trip to see what the Lord is doing there. You are praying and supporting me. Dear church family, again, you do not know how your money been spent in Bangladesh. But the day will come when you'll see what you have done. Let's go to the Bangladesh. This is my country, and the you can say the dot that where they are, that at the churches, here is a few churches, it doesn't work. A few churches that have sin, that the new churches that I have, we have planted. This is Chittagong, second largest city, 6 million people live there. And this is our seminary Bible college building. It's not our, it's you. You built it. It's your money. Your pastor gave me the money. The Barbara Malone, she's a godly lady. She gave the money to build this building. We thank you again for what you have done for us. This is our government building, parliament. Few pictures tells about the Bangladesh. It's a martyr monument. 3 million were people killed. This is a rail station. I saw yesterday a train, I don't know, coming and going 4 or 5 people. That is in America. But Bangladesh, you know what? Train? You want to go like this? We are welcome. You will. Some people ask me whether they pay money on the sitting on the top. I think they should pay more because inside so hot, they are hanging on the top like that. But look at that. How to get more people everywhere, by road, by ship, by water. When accident happened, this thing happened. People. This is the Friday, people praying to Allah. All the road are closed. On the middle of the road, Muslim people. You know, I'm saying not negatively. The Muslim people are more devoted than the Christian people. Muslim people 5 times a day goes to the mosque. I do not know how many Christians in the world go 5 times in the church and pray. Muslims, everywhere, they are devoted. They believe the blood of the animal. These are fundamental people. They chased out last year our prime minister, and now they are in position. Very strong Talibani Muslim. Year ago, our government tried to chase them out, but this is just a country picture. People catch fish like this way, go by boat. This is Sundarban, divided India and Bangladesh. There are many Royal Bengal tiger. You can see it. Tiger going by, crossing the river. Irrigation. People in Bangladesh, we have a lot of tea garden. This is tea. We export tea. Plowing, we are behind modern technology. Still, people, time to time, instead of cow, there will be 2 men doing this work. Rice is our main food. People transplanting rice. A lot of rice we grow in the country. This is harvesting time. Cut it down, taking home, take out the rice. This is a lot of work people do. Bangladesh is 6 feet below the ocean, so it's erosion. When the flood comes, look at the road. Whole village gone underwater. This is the city that I live in. 70 miles to drive. No rule is the best rule in Bangladesh. In America, red means red, stop. Green means go, you cannot stop. But Bangladesh, red means nothing, green means nothing. Stay in the middle of the road, police cannot do anything. Here it is, road. Well, our ministry is seminary, Bible college, church planting. That's our main job. So what we are doing, our Bible verse and the things that thou hast heard of me, many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful. You know, I think myself like a Timothy, and you, American people, American professor, American pastors, American books, colleges, seminaries are Paul to me. You have trained me, and I took that education back to my country, and my job is to train the faithful one, and their job is to bring other people. I tell you, that is New Testament principle. These are my student, college student, from many of them come from non-Christian background, means they came, accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, came to us, and we are training them. Many foreign professors, many went to Bangladesh to teach our people. There's another one teaching. Many professors came. During the COVID time, professor was not able to come, so they sent the video, and it's gone. So this is our student body. Time to time, we go to play soccer. This is, again, just our college student. At Chittagong, we go to two different places. Chittagong and in another place, because one of the medical doctor, he also teaches. So we go. This professor was from Kalamazoo, Michigan. He went there. He is from California. So many times we had small graduation. We are small. Sometimes six, sometimes five. Many tribal students. Some students we call them from the majority community, from other background, came to us. And now one of our men, a Muslim man, majority community, he came, trained. Now he is planting churches, and he has 26 converts, Muslim, and they are going to throughout Bangladesh, preaching, bringing people to the Lord. Muslim people bringing to the Muslim. So we do not focus them because of the security reason. These are the graduation ceremony. My job is to plant churches, not only to train my people. Mainly, Lord has called us to build churches. So this kind of churches, Lord allow me to plant 24, 25 churches throughout the country. Here it is, you know, and more are there. All these are, this is my church, and several churches you can see. Small churches. Here's another one. This pastor from Virginia, West Virginia, he is coming in January to teach. I hope he'll be able to come, because in February there will be election in our country. Election means fighting. So he is supposed to come. At the church, we sit on the floor. Many people sit down on the floor at the church. This is a pastor and his wife, another church. So this way, Lord allow us to have built 20, and really that's not me. I'm nothing. That's you, your money. Many times I came, the last time I came, you gave the money, I built it. My goal is to build one church like this every year. Every year there should be a church. So it's in the hill tracks. Hill people, many of them. I'm working to bring one tribe, Kumi tribe. My orphan kids are all Kumi people. You'll see, there's a church, and I'm going to build a church like this. You know, this cost $20,000 to $25,000 to build this kind of church. Here's a church, another church. Several places I've been to, baptized people on the top of the hill or in the plain land, hill tracks. This was my Kumi boys, was in my orphanage until they become young. I baptized them. Now they are preaching. One of them became a pastor in the Kumi tribe. Again, baptism. Baptism is hard in our country. Many times they told me not to baptize, because baptism in Muslim country, they think right then I'm converting them. But you and I know baptism is nothing but the outward expression of our inward faith. Baptism doesn't make a man Christian. No. So, but Muslim people think baptism means we are converting. So this way I went to the hill tracks. You have to walk 10 miles through the hill. It's not easy. Even the young people cannot walk. We have to take stick. Like, and I'm not that young anymore to walk like this. So many people went there to walk like this to go to the villages. This man, he was afraid to come, so I hugged him, told him to come to church. He accepted Lord Jesus Christ. We have the many things, youth camp. I go everywhere, young people. Christmas time. Christmas, for me, we celebrate. I invite many elite people in the country for a breakfast. So 100 people come. Out of that, my building is next to the medical college. So maybe 25, 30 medical professor come, military officer come, businessmen come, all of them non-Christian. I invite for the Christmas and give them gift. They eat, they like to eat. I give the Christian calendar. So one of the old man, he memorizes all the Bible verses in the calendar. He's a Muslim man. So that's why I try to reach people. This is a revival meeting. This is August, September, October, next month. I'll be speaking 4 different places, revival meeting. This time, villagers come. Hindu Muslims come. We provide food and we preach. Many people come to the Lord this time. See, these people sitting outside cannot get inside. Sitting and outside. This is the way, Easter Sunday service, this is our hospital. Dr. John Bullock, I don't know if you know, Dr. Vig Olson, gone to be the Lord, and many missionaries went to, many doctors went from America to Bangladesh to this hospital. In fact, this is one of the largest church now. 1,200 people that came on the Easter service. Very large church. Revival meetings. Again, this is another church. Baptizing people. I baptized this. We have school. I started 8 school with the church, and these are the village people. Government are very happy with me because government think I'm trying to educate this illiterate kids. But that is true. At the same time, our teacher, our Christian, they're telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ. It is good to bring kids when they're small to the Lord. So these people are like this. Not a single one Christian, not a one. We provide food, etc. Even they pray. These are the kids baptized again. One time we went to a village, and so many people came to the Lord. I asked one of my men to help me to baptize. So he and I were baptizing. And that day we baptized 58 people. And then we have started a church there. Someone asked me, how we start the church? We go to the villages, preach. When several people come to the Lord, maybe 8, 9 come, we go baptized and then start a church. Another people baptizing, a lot of baptism picture, you baptize these people. The young boy was in my orphanage. He has master's in business administration and become a pastor. Now he is baptizing people. My orphan people now start baptizing people in the country. But that is what the Paul said, is not that? And the things that thou hast heard of me, yes, I have heard from you, took that, and I trained these people, and now they are baptizing. This is a we call it revival all the time. Baptizing, that's the time we can baptize many people. Different places I go. In fact, that's the new church. This is only maybe 2-3 months, April. May, June, July, August. 4 months ago, I've been to that place. See, I'm walking through the rice field. I have several, my people. Then we baptized. And as you can see, they dig a hole and put the plastic and put the water. And then I baptize all these people. And that is totally Muslim area. And that day I baptized these people. One of the students, he is a medical student. He left the medical college, want to be a preacher. So I want to build a church there. We are trying to buy a land. The land cost is $4,100, and the building cost is $20,000. I'm praying to the Lord that Lord will give me that money to build another church in the, with the Muslim community. So I appreciate your prayer for this. I want to build like this one small church. Well, to us, $20,000 is a lot of money. But my Lord is not poor. He has done this much. He will do more. This is the way. He just wanted me, John, you should be faithful. Humble, walk with me. That's it. It is his will. I always pray, Lord, I'm a 2-footed donkey. You used to 4-footed donkey to speak. Speak through me, I'm 2-footed donkey. Many times I take many people, in fact, there's some Muslim people with my job training, but when I go like this in the water, it's very difficult. I cannot do like this. They watch me what I do. You know why? Because in the water like this, a lot of leeches. So what I do, I'm their leader. I tell them, you go, when they go, and they watch what I do. I run through so fast through the water. I wish Lord would have given me a gift to walk on the water. But he said, no, that will not be done. Rather, I'll give you more strength so that you can run faster. Many times go by boat. I have an orphanage because I work in the Kumi tribe. So I brought all the Kumi people. These are new kids. I sit down with prayer. I'm registered with the government. And government come and the NGO head saw our work. He said, that is the best, cleanest orphanage in the country. And that is our thing. They get the good food, the good education, wonderful education, serve the food, they play, they eat, they are coming to the Lord. Baptize my kids again, many, many places. We baptized a professor come sing with the kids. We have a good, library, seminary library, Gideon Bibles, Rohingya. The Burma government chased out the Burmese people and they came to Bangladesh. 1.2 million refugees came to Bangladesh. They are coming from Burma to Bangladesh. Thousands of people. This is their stay. We do some good work so that I give this part to the government. Medical doctor coming, orphanage, giving some training, sewing machine, etc. A cow. So government happy. This houses we built for the those who do not have houses. You know that where there the house. It's just a year ago, less than that. I built for one widow, and his son is such a wonderful Christian. So we built that. You know them. who is the back side and the left? Ron, that is you? So they went to Bangladesh to dedicate the building because this church gave the money. So I told them, come, dedicate this Lord. And I appreciate our current situation. We do not have any more democracy. It's gone. This fundamentalist chase them out. Our government has to, that's our prime minister. There is a helicopter ready. She is flying back to, she is going to India to save her life. So now we have a father of the nation gone. After our democracy gone, Yunus, Nobel Prize winner, became the, and these are the people, Jamaat-e-Islam, man. They hate Christian, they hate Jewish people. You cannot say anything about the Jewish people in Bangladesh, nothing. There's a billion, millions of them. Well, that's 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I brought, these are my pastors. I brought them to Chittagong, to my place. All these pastors are paid by their own churches. So it's so good. We play with one of my orphan boy, he's a pastor. He's a soccer team. And people like the soccer, they play and then he distribute the Christian literature to these people. People catch fish like this way, but I'm catching men and women for the Lord Jesus Christ. What you have seen today, the churches, orphanage, conversion, this is nothing with me. It is you did it. But all the praise, honor, and glory belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Thank you, John, for sharing what God is doing. I want you guys all, I shared something with someone earlier today, that sometimes we think that the special people are only the missionaries. Well, they are special people, for sure. They're treasures. But it was a principle set up by King David before he was king on his way back to Ziklag. If you remember the story, he set up. Not everybody wanted to go into the battle, and some of the men were so tired that they stayed behind with all the baggage. And they guarded the baggage in the back behind the battle. And when they got back and the battle was won, all the men who had won the battle says, these guys that were staying back with the baggage get zip, because we went and fought. And David says, no. The ones that are behind the scenes, the ones that are doing work behind the scenes, get just as much reward as those who fought in the battle. And this is same for you. You may not be able to go to Bangladesh, but when you support, when you pray, when you're in the back room battle, God says you're in for just as much reward as the ones that are on the front
line. Amen.
So I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting missions and this particular missionary. Now, one of the things he shared was a need, and I'm going to close this in prayer in a minute. But I put a Bible down front. John has been doing amazing work, and I can't even imagine doing an orphanage, doing schools, training men, planting churches in such a hard place, but God is giving him favor in a scary place, and we want to say thanks to God for that. But he's needing money right now to build another church, and who wouldn't want to be back like us behind the scenes supporting doing that? And there's a way to do that, and one of the men in the first service, I'm not going to share who, says there's $20,000 that he needed to build this church, and he says, I'm going to do half of it right now. Challenge the church to see if we can get the other half. And I said, you know what? I'll throw it out there. This is not pressure. You didn't have an advance warning. You don't know what was going to happen today. But God's pulling on your heart. And if you have a thought that you'd just like to be in the back and you'd like to share in the reward when we get to the throne of grace, this is how we can do it. Now, there's a thing in your bulletins today or in your what was handed out. There's a little, I guess you call it a QR code at the bottom. If you have no money but you can give later, you can just scan that QR code and send it in. But I want to say thank you for being generous over the years. Thank you for helping John build a school, build churches. Share the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ with those that desperately need to hear it. And I'm based on what I'm seeing, a lot more people respond to when he shares it than when I'm sharing it here in America. When 58 people come in one meeting just because they shared the gospel, I'd like to go to more meetings like that. So I'm just going to pray for John, and if it's on your heart to give a little bit to help him build this church and to support his ministry there in Bangladesh, feel free to put your offering on the Bible, but I'm going to close in prayer. Father, I am so grateful that you rescued us from sin. You rescued us from this world. You gave us a purpose. You gave us a reason for living. And Father, I'm thankful that Jesus Christ has changed our lives. Would you continue to support my brother John? Dr. Sarkar needs your help. He needs support. He's got over 100 people that are working with him there in Bangladesh, and he's leading this charge by himself, but he's got men that are helping him. But Father, as the years go by, I pray you just give him support. You give him a pass to the next generation so this work can continue. Thank you for giving him favor with the government that is largely a Muslim government that does not really support what he's doing, but they, through Christ, have given him favor. They love what he's doing with orphanage. They love what he's doing with the schools. Father, this is a miracle in place. This is a miracle. And we say thank you. So, Father, would you give him grace as he travels home? Would you give him strength? Give him courage? Give him the boldness that we read about earlier today? Would you give him protection from the enemy? Father, we ask you to do amazing things to rescue the people of Bangladesh through this ministry, that they all might be able to gather with us around the throne of God to give praise to our great Savior, Jesus Christ, the one and only. King Jesus, we thank you for your provision. We know you're faithful. We ask you to do it again. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.